till 4, you're listening to Mark Holden.
At 8 minutes to 3, we've got Morris Nizalowski, the business futurist, and it's warming up as you entered the room. Morris, it's 23 degrees in Melbourne.
Hey Mark, how are you?
Good.
Do I have something to do with that thermal warming?
I think you might have.
So I thought this week we might have a look at social networking. We've been talking about it over the last few weeks, but this week's particularly about music social networking. And I'd love callers to call in and tell us how they interact, how they get their music online. Not so much the downloading stuff, what sites they might go to listen to music or to share music, or just to share ideas and thoughts about it.
Obviously MySpace.
MySpace is really one of the most popular ones, and Facebook, and people are using that under their normal sites. But there are some specific sites that do nothing else but talk or share about music. And I thought we'd have a look at some of those.
Okay.
One of the most popular ones, and it's a relatively new one, been around for a little while, but only become popular in the last 6 to 12 months, it's called iMeme, imeme.com, iMeme. It is one of those traditional social media sites, which means everyone congregates in there like a village market to talk about what they like and don't like, to share ideas and to listen to music. And that's what iMeme does really, really well.
A particular age group? Is it aimed at an age group? Or?
It doesn't really have a broad... it does have a broad age group because there's a range of music in there. You can find your specialty, you know, you can find jazz or rock or whatever you like, and find your congregation, your group around that, and share that kind of music and talk about it. There's about 25 million people a month that go to it at their last audit, which was late last year. So a lot of people are using it. It's not a particularly big one in Australia for some reason, but in the States, it pulls a lot of...
So what do? You go on there just to get other people's idea of what good music is? Or?
Imagine a Facebook. So it's kind of like Facebook where you go in there and you get other people's idea. You have your page there, so it tells them about you and who you are. It has your music tastes on it. On the side panel, it also has music that the site or other people think is interesting that you might like, and you can play on that. You can't download out of it, but you can play and listen to
stream.
It. You can stream it, exactly. It has a list of those sorts of music, so you can listen to music all day long. And you can also have conversations about it, so you can talk to other people who might like or dislike that music and find out why, and that usual talky stuff that you do on those. So iMeme's a good one for that. And of course, it's totally free. It's a subscription-based one. You just the usual password and stuff.
It is not subscription-based.
It's not, but you just need to your usual, you know, type in your name thing. What's interesting about iMeme also is, which is why it's become popular lately, for those, and I've rambled on about Twitter a little bit, which is at 140 characters.
Which seems to be on everybody's account. Everyone's talking about Twitter.
It has just become the biggest thing.
I think it's just so ridiculous. I mean, why are we walking around everywhere telling people I just had a donut? I mean, do I really need to know that you've had a donut or that... You know,
or a cup of coffee or whatever else.
I mean, really? I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
The answer is most probably no. Look, the reason it's become popular in the last literally 2 months is Barbara Walters on The View.
Mm.
Because she talked about it, and all of a sudden this thing that's been around for 2.5 years just exploded. Everyone went on it. Then Jay Leno talked about it. Then Rove here talked about it. So everyone seems to have pushed themselves onto it. The answer to you eating a donut really is not something I want to follow either.
No.
But it goes back to our basic physiological, you know, we like to learn the gossip of other people. We have always liked to go to the marketplace, and we've always talked about what other people are doing over their fence. And if you think about it, even when we have basic conversations, it's always, well, how are you? You know, I'm great, I went to this coffee shop. And we always start that with a little bit of conversation. So what
I'd rather do that with a friend over a coffee, or a phone call, or actually perhaps with my wife.
I don't disagree at all. But Twitter is one of those things that have taken off, and it is the mould going forward, because Facebook's adopted the model, and a whole lot of other social network and basic websites are adopting that model too. We're having really quick conversations.
It's coming up to 4 minutes to 3 on 3AW693. We're talking with Morris Mizalowski. And it's 1 minute to 3 on 3AW693. We've run out of time, Morris.
We have. Now, some good news. We've been running a competition over the last 3 weeks for a spot in my social media network coming up this month, and the lucky winner is Con Farris. Congratulations. I'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, Con.